And stay safe.
Thank you, and goodbye to all your listeners.
Okay, good night.
Bye. Good night.
And we were speaking with Duska. I'm sorry, I couldn't even begin to pronounce the last name. From B92 in Belgrade. It was live from Yugoslavia. It's amazing, actually, we got through so easily. That's something. It really is. Isaac and Laszlo.
Somewhat speechless. That's remarkably sobering.
Yeah, just talking to somebody who's there in the midst of it all.
What, was that a commercial station?
I believe they were allowed to have commercials. It was a station that that was always kind of an upstart. And if you, there are many cases in Europe where you start your own radio station and it's seen as a pirate, and then it becomes legitimized after a while. And either before or after that period, you can certainly have commercials. I'm not entirely certain if they were one of those stations that that did have commercials. But the point is, they had a very independent voice, and they gave out information that nobody else would give out. It sounds so much like this place, so much like VAI, like Pacifica. And I imagine that there are a lot of people there who are extremely upset at losing that voice, even if it's just a temporary loss. But the difference, of course, is that there is a war going on there. There's a state of occupation, daily air raid sirens, power outages, media being cut off, talk of the internet being cut off, and, of course, people dying. And that changes things. It changes things a lot for people. That makes you take drastic measures. And so when a station goes off the air, you don't really say very much. You don't really step in and, you know, protest. I don't think there's very many protests going on in Belgrade today, because in a state of war, there generally aren't. A state of war at home, that is. Anyway, I really hope that drives home the importance of radio to people, of non-commercial radio. And I must say, looking at the board, I'm not particularly enthused by the reaction we've gotten so far. Maybe it's because we haven't given out as much information as we should. We do have another 2 hours to go, but
should say the phone number over and over.
I know
over
we
again.
Should. I just couldn't say the phone number while we were talking.
Right.
To and
sorry about your state of war, but we're trying to raise
money.
Could
you go one? Yeah.
Yeah. It's. I don't know. I just didn't feel right doing it. So let's make up for it now. Let's get a strong showing on the phones and show support for this radio show, for things like that. And let's just ask people right now. And the number is 212-209-2950 to make a pledge. How many times on any other radio station, commercial or otherwise, have you heard an interview of that length with somebody live from a country that we're bombing? I know there's lots of possibilities, countries that we're bombing right now, but I mean, I think that's an important voice that we need to hear. We need to hear from people, regardless of what your feelings are towards U.S. policy or towards Yugoslavian policy. It's the opening up of the phones, of the radio waves, to the voice of the people. And that is what Pacifica has represented here in New York through WBAI. That is what we need for you to help support by calling us and pledging. Now, we have a couple of things to offer. Not really that related to what we just heard now, but in a way it is, because if you get the CD-ROMs, obviously, you hear the radio shows we've done, and we've done things like that in the past. We've talked to people in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, who are being besieged by some kind of injustice. You'll hear a lot about the Kevin Mitnick case, for instance, which we'll get into in a little while. You'll just hear so much history being made here at the radio station and here in the United States. And you'll hear how the rest of the world reacts to that. Again, that is available, the CD-ROM set of all the episodes of Off the Hook from 1988 to 1997. That's available for a pledge of $150. Now, that's not the only thing we're offering. If you call up 212-209-2950, you can pledge for other things that they have in the tally room there. So please just call up and ask about those. Or you can just pledge any amount you can afford. I don't think we should really be looking at this as, what can I get for my money? Because the idea is you are getting something by listening, by hearing, by exposing yourself to new ideas. This is a radio station where people do not get paid to do shows like this, and we do it because we love radio. That's why the people at B92 do their thing, or try to do their thing when they're not being outlawed, because they love radio. They want to put out ideas, different thoughts. And it's also the reason why radio stations like that are the first thing to go. That's always what happens. They always go for the radio stations when there's a crackdown of any sort because people realize the importance of radio. Now, if you look here in New York City, you'll see that there's not much in the way of diversity in New York radio.
New York radio is awful.
It's terrible. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, to degrade our neighbors to the left and to the right of us, but boy, we're stuck in a cesspool here. You know, we physically we're on Wall Street, and on the air we're on the FM dial, the most cluttered spectrum in the country, where you hear all kinds of the same music left and right, commercials all the time, people screaming at you to buy things, and we accept it. We take it. You don't have to take it. By calling us, 212-209-2950, showing your support for this radio station, for this radio show, you're voting for something else. Now, you may not know this, but you already do this. You do this for all the other radio stations every time you buy something. Because the cost of any product always factors in advertising. And if you buy something, of course, you're responding to the ad. Even if you're not responding to the ad gets the credit.
That's like a can of Budweiser. Like it's like a penny or two to actually make the beer. The rest of the money goes toward advertising.
Well, Budweiser might be a good example because it feels like it's a penny a can. But you see, you can't do that either. You can't get on the radio and put down a company if that company is sponsoring you. And imagine if AT&T were to sponsor this radio show. I mean, AT&T sponsoring Off the Hook. Well, we're going to talk about AT&T tonight. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Speaking of AT&T, if I might just say this, the reason I was very surprised that phone call went through, I'm not sure if we actually used AT&T on that long-distance call. Maybe somebody who knows the phone system here, how we tie things together, can run in and explain this to me. But I don't think when you dial long-distance, you're using long-distance. I mean, using AT&T, because I was making many phone calls to Yugoslavia over the past few days. Every single time, 100%, without fail, when I tried using AT&T, I got a recording saying your call cannot be completed at this time in the country you are calling. Every time. I used MCI, and I used Sprint, and the same percentage of time, which is 100%, the call went through. The call went through each and every time. Now, my question is, why is AT&T blocking all calls to Yugoslavia? At least, why does it appear that way? I'd really like to know that. You might try that. Might try it yourself. Try, you know, it won't cost you that much. Try 011-381, and I think the city code for Belgrade. I don't want people to harass people in Belgrade right now. It's the middle of the night, but
they've got some issues.
Do it in the day.
They're a little busy.
Country code is city code rather is 11, and then the numbers tend to be 7 digits. You'll know. I mean, if you get a disconnected number, if you get a Yugoslavian error message, you'll know that you at least made it into the country. But if you get an AT&T message right away, then you'll know you didn't. Now, the carrier access code for AT&T is 1010288. That's if you don't already have AT&T. And if you have AT&T and you want to try another carrier, try 1010222 for MCI, 1010333 for Sprint. See if those work.
Why would AT&T block calls?
Maybe they were asked to. The same way that the satellite company is being asked to think about cutting off Internet service. You know, if you control the phones, you control the airwaves, you control the Internet, you control the people.
Yeah, but not the other two major carriers. It doesn't make any sense.
We're up to $300. I'm happy to see that.
Maybe. Really?
But,
that's
you know,
right,
we're supposed to be much further than that this hour, and I'd hate to think that because we devoted time to an interview with an interesting person in a war-torn country that we're falling behind the pledge drive.
Instead of repeating the phone number over and over again.
Yeah. I hate it when they do that, but we have to do that here. Because yeah, at least on the other stations, when they do that, they really annoy you. They cut in every 5 seconds, and they play the worst of their programming, I think. And they just basically interrupt it all the time. They have little things going under the screen, and that's TV. Radio is almost as bad.
You need phone sound effects, you know, with like the ringing in the background.
In the background, yeah.
There actually is one of those around here. I just haven't found it yet. But
a phone sound effect?
No, it's not a phone sound effect. It's an actual phone. It's a microphone into. I don't think it's the tally room, but it's a room where the phone rings when it's ringing in the tally room.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, except it's not marked here, so I don't know which one it is. I don't really care that much, but we just want the phone calls to really come in. 212-209-2950. Here's another package for you. As you know, we do a radio show about computer hacking, but we occasionally venture into other territory like we did tonight. And we put out a magazine called 2600. You may have heard of it. 2600 magazine, the Hacker Quarterly. Wasn't always the Hacker Quarterly. It used to be the Hacker Monthly.
Yes.
Or the, the monthly journal of the American Hacker, I think.
What happened?
Well, when we started doing that back in 1984, it was three sheets of paper, not even stapled, just with holes in them for a newsleet binder. In 1985, we expanded to four of those pages. Then in 1987, we took on a new format of, I guess, glossy cover folded in half, except it was only 24 pages, and we still kept the monthly format. But we realized then that it was a lot more work and a lot more money to go that format, and we almost went out of business by the end of 1987, so we decided in 88 to go quarterly and double the number of pages. And we've been pretty much progressing from there ever since. So we're the Hacker Quarterly. We've been that way for quite some time. But anyway, we have a special, really special deal tonight, and we were just out in Dayton, Ohio at the Hamfest, Hamvention, as they call it out there. And we had a bunch of these offers there as well, and people were really enthusiastic about it. You know, at a ham radio convention, people being enthusiastic about computer hackers. I don't know, you wouldn't necessarily expect it, but they were. They really were. We have this special deal, and again, people overseas can participate in this. People in other parts of the country can participate in this. We'd really like to know how many of you are out there. We call it the Off the Hook Mega Package.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. Back issues of 2600 Magazine, all of them. Every single one of them.
All of them.
All
from 1984
of them. 1984 to 1999.
Do you have those reprinted? How do you do that?
No, actually, we just printed a lot of them. Actually, two issues, and if you can figure out which ones they are, two issues we did have to get reprinted because we ran out, but everything else is original. 1984 and 1999, plus, just because we're in a good mood, a 2600 t-shirt. We didn't give that to the folks in Dayton, but we're giving that to you for calling in tonight. Total pledge, $250. Now, before you collapse in a heap and say, wow, $250 is a lot of money, add it up. Just add it up. We ordinarily sell back issues for $25 a year. You got a calculator? Anybody? 25 times 15 years?
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I mean, I know it's more than $250, plus you get 1999. And you get the t-shirt. And besides, what we're saying here tonight, folks, is that it's not about what you get. It's about giving to the station. Actually, it is about what you get. It's about what you get over the radio.
Well, and you kind of contribute to the community as well.
Yeah.
Because you're making an investment in the community.
And 2600 is contributing this to the radio station because we believe this is a very valuable place, a very valuable concept that needs to remain in place. So
$375, by the way.
That's $375.
25 times.
Usually, when you pledge for something on the radio, you pay more than what it ordinarily costs. The reason being that you're investing in the product, mainly the radio station or the radio show. So this is one of these rare instances where you're getting a real bargain in addition to that. So here's the thing: we can give away as many of these things as possible. 2600 is happy to make this donation because without WBAI, I don't think we'd be where we are now as far as getting the word out about things like the Kevin Mitnick case or the Bernie S. case, who will be joining us in just a few minutes, Bernie S. from Philadelphia. You would not know about these things. And as a result of you not knowing about these things, those people would not be getting the kind of support they're getting today. It's one hand washing the other. 212-209-2950, please give us a call now. Pledge for either the CD-ROMs or the back issue package. And your pledge really will make a difference. People seem to think that, I get this all over the place. People seem to think that individuals don't matter. And we always have to remind ourselves that individuals do matter a great deal. Because by putting our individuality with other people, working towards a common goal, all of a sudden your pledge, your one pledge, doubles, triples, multiplied by 10. And before you know it, we've raised several thousand dollars tonight. That's what our goal is to raise several thousand dollars tonight and show people that, yes, there is support out there. Yes, what we are doing is important. It does matter. Please give us a call, 212-209-2950. We're up to $545.
$570.
Changed in the time I was saying those numbers, it changed. So yes, there are calls coming in, and that's really heartening to see. We really care about the listeners out there because I really can't describe the feeling it is. At the Trenton Computer Fair a few weeks ago and at Dayton this past weekend, just meeting people.
Oh, they're great.
Meeting people who have heard the radio show, whether it be here in New York or out in California or over in England.
Hey, you look a lot different than you sound.
Yeah, well, never mind that. I don't know what people think I look like. But just knowing that they listen and it matters and they feel they have a voice. They feel they have a way of communicating their thoughts, their problems, their ideas. There are so many people who are feeling all kinds of oppression, whether it be oppression at home, oppression in their country, oppression in their school. Well, here we have a place where you can tell people about this. I had one person come up to me in Dayton saying that he'd written a letter to 2600, and he had no idea it had gotten published. This was several years ago, where he was being kicked out of school for putting up a website. You know, something as simple as that, something we take for granted, putting up a website that the school doesn't like. You get kicked out of school. People now being kicked out of school for wearing trench coats or silliness like that, you know. People who are being kicked out of their homes because they read certain magazines. It's things like that, a lot of us cannot believe. A lot of us are not used to this. We think we live in an enlightened society. It's not always true. It's not always true, and we have to give those people a voice. 212-209-2950. Express yourselves by making a phone call, by casting a vote. Now, Laszlo, you work in commercial radio.
Right.
What are some of the things you can't do?
You know, I was just thinking about this when we were talking to her earlier. A friend of mine is on the air in Philadelphia. He shall remain nameless because it's a very big corporation that has lots of stations in this town.
Mm-hmm. Example one of what you can't do.
that corporation is not Pacifica, I would imagine.
No,
they only
not.
Have one station in this city.
Right. But I was talking about the Mamiya situation. And
Mamiya Abu-Jamal.
Right. And I was talking to him about it because I've actually done a few features on Mamiya on my radio feature.
We're up to $880, 212-209-2950. Keep going, folks. Keep those calls coming in.
And I said, so, you know, have you ever talked about that on the air just to, like, you know, get some calls in? And, I mean, he's a rock DJ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, we've been told not to talk about the Mamiya situation. I said, why? Well, you know, because there's some paintings on the, you know, in certain parts of town that says if Mamiya dies, Philly will burn and all that. And we've just been told we don't want to stir up any trouble. I was like, oh, great. So if you have an opinion, you can't say it. That's nice. And there's also been incidences where sponsors on the show, or sponsors of the station, if you have a contract with NFL, if you have da-da-da, you're told these are the issues that you can't talk about. Even if there's a scandal going on, but you broadcast that team's games, guess what? Don't point out the inadequacies.
So it's basically censorship of the news. I mean, we talk about this. We talk about NBC being owned by GE and ABC by Disney and CBS by Westinghouse. And those companies say, well, you know, yeah, we own these stations, but we never, ever tell them what they can and cannot talk about. We expect them to cover stories just like anybody else. But what you're telling us is, at least in the radio world, that certainly isn't true.
When I went to journalism school, I came out with these bright eyes. I was like, you know, because they taught us all these ethics and everything.
I can change the world.
Right. And then I went into the mass media, and I was like, this is insanity. This is absolute insanity. I mean, I was actually sponsored by IBM for a very, very brief
I could see that
glimpse of an eye. But you know, these companies that spend millions of dollars in the computer press, that spend millions of dollars in trade shows and all that, yeah, if they see bad reviews of their products, guess what? I'm pulling my $3 million that I was going to spend with your publications and trade shows. So people say, oh, you know, that doesn't happen. It's nonsense.
We're up to $980, 212-209-2950. Again, we have off-the-hook CD-ROMs. You can listen to every edition of Off the Hook from 1988 to 1997 and put that on your computer. 100 hours per CD-ROM. Those things really went at Dayton as well. It's pretty cool to be able to listen. I've used this myself for reference. If I need to look up something, I need to hear an interview I did with somebody a few years ago, just bang, put it in there and listen to it. It's really very handy. And that's for $150. Also, if you feel like reading some back issues, well, we have all of them for you, 1984 to 1999, plus a 2600 T-shirt. That's for a total of $250, well below the the market retail value. As I can't believe I'm talking about something that I'm involved as market retail value, but it's true. That's, they do sell. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, I misread this before. You get a T-shirt with the CD-ROMs as well.
You
get a
T-shirt.
Yes, I didn't see that there. I should know these things, shouldn't I? But I didn't see it. And if you've already called for that, you are getting it. So don't worry, you don't have to call back or anything.
You don't have to contribute another $150.
No, it's already there. It's just, I didn't see it.
Well, and I think the other thing to bring up though is that if this is something that you support and you support Free Voice on the radio, throw $10 at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick up the phone, give it $10 or $15, whatever.
Right.
Because you hear so many people say, that organization, I love them. Have you helped them?
Yeah.
Have you said, the price of like a six pack of decent beer? Send them $10.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly easy. People don't realize how basic it is. You send us something and we use it to give you more of what you want. It's not tied up in some huge corporation someplace with board meetings and stockholders and things like that where, you never know what's really going on. All they want you to do is just buy their product. You have absolutely no say. They have the 800 numbers in the side of the can that says, if you have any suggestions about this product, please call us. Oh, come
on. They'll ignore you.
Come on. How about you change your marketing strategies or you change the design on your can or you just, make the thing taste better. Anything you say, they'll write it down. Maybe they'll send you a little thank you card or something like that. But that's it. That's it. You call us, we listen. You call us, you go on the air. There's no real more basic way to put it than that. This radio station is here for you, the listeners. And now, because of technology, the listeners can be anywhere. Using the net, not as the way the corporations want us to use the net, using it through our individualistic spirit. And that's the people out there that right now are streaming and coding for us. We're able to reach so many more people. Again, I'd like to ask if Porkchop is out there, if you could email me how many people are listening on the net right now. We can give you an idea of just how big that audience is. 212-209-2950. If you're out of the country. And again, if there's anybody in the tally room that's not too swamped with the phones right now, because we are getting quite a few phone calls, we're up to $1,230, which is really, really good. Yeah, we were at zero just a few minutes ago.
That's
excellent. Just goes to show that people care, and that really means a lot to me, and I think it means a lot to everybody here at the station. But if anybody in the tally room is there, and they've gotten calls from all over the place, we'd like to know where those calls are coming from, just so we can have a sense. Of course, everybody in New York still matters a lot. Every time I'm away, I always miss this place. So New York is where the station is, and of course we hope to hear from people in the surrounding area as well. 212-209-2950. Again, we have the packages of off the hook CD-ROMs and 2600 back issues, every single last one of them. People were so sad at Dayton when we started running out of them. Because we only brought a certain number in the van that couldn't fit anymore, and started running out, and they were gone. And what can you do?
It was the 1992 spring.
Yeah, that was one of them, in fact, that ran out.
I'm quite aware. That's very popular.
It was sad. Things like this have been happening for so many years now. Since we started putting out magazines, we've been talking about the fight for freedom of speech, the fight to express yourself, hackers being busted, and radio stations being shut down, the whole micro-broadcasting movement, it's all tied together. It all has something to do with each other, and we have to support it. We have to support all aspects of freedom of speech and keep it strong. Look at the FM dial right now. I don't really want to harp on this too much, but it is a very important point. If you go up and down the FM dial, up to the point where you reach 92, and then you start hitting a few cool stations because they're the non-commercial ones, but I'm talking about in the commercial band, which we just happen to have landed in by pure luck. You will hear, basically, variations on a theme.
Zeppelin.
Or
Smashing Pumpkins over and over and
or
over.
Or even the classical stations, even the Spanish stations. They all play commercials. They all have demographics. They all care about certain age ranges. And what it really boils down to is making a buck. There is nobody who does not, who invests in those radio stations, who does not expect to make money back at it. Well, if you invest in WBAI, you don't make money back. You don't get a little statement four times a year saying how much your stock is worth. You get radio. You get people talking to you, and you get to talk to those people and hear different ideas. You hear people from Yugoslavia talking to us here in New York.
I couldn't name a single other station on that dial that would have somebody from B92 on for as long as we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Or one. Even at all. Even
at
for,
all, yeah.
For 5 seconds. You know, I couldn't imagine them doing that as well. Because, well, gee, I hear this all the time because I talk to so many media people. The audience won't get it. They won't understand. You know, it's beyond them.
Driving through the drive-through.
Yeah, the average listener, only listens for 2.5 seconds. So how much can you possibly explain in that period of time? Come on.
They might listen longer if the content were.
I'll tell you this. Oh, great! Thank you very much. We have some tally information
from the tallyman.
Yes, the people who listen to WBAI are people who listen for a lot longer than 2.5 seconds or whatever the average is. All right, we're up to $1,330 here. People who listen to WBAI, I think they should count as 10 listeners for every person we have because they are listening to the radio. You know, you say something, they react. You can probably say anything on a commercial station, and if people react at all, it'll take them a good 20 minutes before it hits them. You know, it's basically sitting there in some kind of stone state, you know, just having this music.
Right, and then in between the music, this weekend brought to you by Coke.
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, we're not brought to you by Coke, so I don't think that was a plug there. But we'd be pretty clever if we were, but we're not. Ugh, I have nightmares about things like that.
What, being sponsored?
Yeah. How does it feel? I mean, really, you're sponsored, right?
Well, we were sponsored by different companies along the way. Crucial, which makes RAM. Mm-hmm. And right now our really big sponsor is Mindspring, and they're kind of... I feel better about it because they're more of like a grassroots organization, and I've met the founder of the company, and they were, you know, I'm pretty down with them, but it's a very odd feeling because when we finally got sponsored, I started to kind of second guess myself.
Yeah, you'd always have to watch your steps, say, is this going to offend somebody down in corporate? Or?
And, you know, like I do a feature about the internet and technology, and basically now there's about 4 companies, so you know, trying to be topical and newsworthy, you're always talking about somebody's competition, you know, especially with this whole broadband cable stuff going down. It is a bit of an odd feeling, but you just kind of ignore it and, you know, keep talking until somebody complains. But
hey, check this out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
One of the things that we did with Mindspring that I have to give them props for is we signed in the agreement that they have no control over our content. We can say anything we want to, which is sounds like oh yeah, but that's actually pretty significant.
Well, that's also something you had to provision out. There's nothing here that says you know we can't talk about this. We're a 100% completely open forum for ideas. Anybody who thinks whatever, we're here and we'll get that out. And yes, it does grab you.
Oh my!
Oh my what?
I just watched the numbers go up. They're up to $1,830 right now.
That's wow!
That's something. Whatever you guys are talking about there. Yeah.
Keep oh okay.
I was actually.
I'm more interested in that tally sheet.
Well, I was embroiled in some of the things that the tally guy brought in here. We got a pledge for $250 from Luke of Hendon in the UK.
Really?
Yes. That might be our first pledge from England.
All right, well, what's our general mileage to the UK? New York to UK?
Well, I don't know. I haven't flown that route in a while, but it's a bit. It's a ways.
On the Concorde, it's 3.5 hours.
We are not the kind of people who take the Concorde. Actually, you probably could have taken the Concorde, no?
But the new Flight Simulator 2000 game,
oh,
you can fly the Concorde.
That's the kind of flight we take, yeah. I want to thank also, how do you pronounce this name? C-O-R-U-I.
Corey.
That's Corey? Okay. Unless that's a V, and it's Corvi, but whatever it is, thank you very much for your pledge from Etobicoke. Do you know what Etobicoke is? And I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, so it doesn't even matter that you don't know where it is because it probably doesn't sound like that. It's in Ontario.
Oh, it is?
Ontario, which is in Canada.
I would say it's Etobicoke, but the last 4 letters are really C-O-K-E.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait a second.
You think those... Those Coke people.
Where are you from? Pepsi?
Yeah. They could say buy Coke, I suppose.
Pepsi Montana.
Yeah.
Right.
And, of course, we also got someone from Nicholas from Waterville, Maine, for their pledge. Thank you very much for that. And Grandfather Lewis called in to show
really?
His support.
That's cool.
His favorite radio show. And, of course, course, we love his radio show, too, on Saturdays here at WBAI. It's just great when BAI producers support each other, you know? And that's the kind of thing. You probably don't see much of self-supporting in commercial radio. It's basically what?
No.
Dog eat dog or whatever they call it.
Oh, look, someone's back. Where's my dagger?
Right. It's some backstabbing with the quickness.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Please continue to call. We're over the 2,000 mark. We're over the 2,000 mark, $2,150.
We're approaching 2,600.
Yeah, and of course we want to be around when that magical phone call comes in. But again, we want to thank everybody for calling in. It really does mean an awful lot to us. It means that you care enough to support the station. You care enough to support alternative ideas and hearing from different people. More things like I keep not giving out the phone number. Feel free to jump in any time and give
out
the phone
number. All right, dude. I didn't want to call you out on the air.
No, go right ahead. You can say it now because I failed.
Oh, the phone number?
Go ahead.
212-209-2950.
That's right. And I should be saying it all the time. Maybe we should have a little machine that says it in the background because I just get carried away with the thoughts and I just don't think about the practicality. But 212-209-2950, that is the number to call to pledge your support for this radio station to keep us going, to keep the station on the air, to keep the show on the air, and to invest in radio. And look at this, I'm getting all these messages on my phone, which I imagine are delayed.
You know, this is actually a pretty humane way to have a pledge drive, too, because we could just, like, get a Led Zeppelin song and play it over and over and over and over and over and over again, and then just put
it
the phone...
It won't stop until you pledge.
Right. And in between, we'll put, like schlock DJs like, hey, everybody, dude, what are you doing with that thing?
You know, I think my OmniPoint phone is kind of messed up right now because I'm getting all these messages at once, and I'm not getting the message that I was hoping to get, which is how many listeners that we have. Oh, here it is. Okay, I think this came in.
Well, how many listeners online? We have tons of listeners.
Right. So far, I don't know when this came in. We had 100 people listening on Real Audio and MP3, which is about average, actually a little below average, so I'm hoping that goes up a bit more because we are trying to get the word out to as many people as possible. So.
Well, evidently we're doing it because that tally board is climbing its way up.
Yes,
that's right.
The tally man is busy. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
is that what an OmniPoint phone sounds like? I want to get one.
That's what the messages sound like when they're coming in. Oh. So, yeah.
Is that the phone that would do the message alert in your ear while you're talking to somebody?
Look at this. I got another message. This is the news. The Federal Reserve decided today that inflation is not enough of a threat to justify an immediate increase in interest rates. That's nice, but it's a waste of my time, so don't do that again. All right. Put that over there. I used my OmniPoint phone going over to Dayton this past weekend. It worked in some places.
Who were you roaming with?
On the screen it said 31031. So I don't know.
Yes, that happened the last time you went to Dayton.
Yeah, I don't know what the company is. I don't know why they can't say their name on the phone. I really wish that worked because I'd like to know who I'm using.
I could have sworn somebody called who actually identified that company.
Yeah, but it would be nice if they could identify their own company so I would know who I'm using.
You mean your phone tells you what company you're roaming on?
It says OmniPoint on there right now because that happens to be the GSM carrier for the area. But as you travel around the country, in fact, around the world, that name changes. Supposed to, anyway. Sometimes it just gives you the number of the company instead of the name, which I think is...
I got the low-tech cell phone.
Well, I also have my Sprint phone, which, if you want to talk about low-tech, this was so low-tech that when I was in Dayton and people were calling me, they were getting a message saying I wasn't available, even though my phone had service there. And that's just wrong.
I had the same thing in Los Angeles last week. It's also, I think, if... when I was at the Electronic Entertainment Expo last week, there was literally... Everybody was
free.
Yeah, I did.
Damn you, I went last year, and that was my Atlanta trip, which you can hear about if you have those CDs, by the way.
That's right, the Atlanta trip to
but
hell.
Everybody's got a cell phone to their ear, and I would sit there, and I would push call, and I would have to wait almost 60 seconds until the call started to go through, because there were so many people on cell phones. So maybe since you were at a Geek Fest, everybody's like...
No, but it wasn't that. It wasn't that, because, I know exactly what you're talking about. It would say waiting and waiting, but that wasn't the case here. They weren't getting... voicemail. It wasn't diverting the call. It was saying that I wasn't reachable at all, which is kind of weird. And I get that here too. I get people calling me saying the phone rang 10 times and you never picked up, and the phone never rang once. So there's something seriously wrong with the Sprint.
The phones here can certainly ring if you grab your own and dial 212-209-2950.
Yeah, that was pretty slick.
The slickest segue. That segue was worth $10.
Because again, I forgot to give the phone number.
At least
I was kvetching about the phones there.
You should go into commercial radio.
Oh, should I?
Yeah. Okay. That was a Smashing Pumpkins.
We're going to ask you to talk commercial.
To beat it before you can eat a weekend.
We're going to ask you to talk commercial radio and give us a lowdown.
Actually, there's one commercial I like, which is the is it? It may be MindSpring. No, it's eBay. where they have the two guys who are, like, sitting there maybe over a beer and discussing the fact that, oh, you remember the days when it used to be Mega Blowout? And I guess you've never heard that. I'm going to be quiet now.
Ooh. I thought it was going to be funny at some point.
Well, it is kind of funny if you know the commercial.
Is this a radio commercial?
Yes, it's a radio commercial. I like the search engine
commercial with the old guys in the room.
Yes, that's rather
funny. Especially Pop-Bot, the sex one that comes up with every search.
He comes up all the time.
Yeah. So 212-209-2950 is our phone number. But the one thing I wanted to say about the Sprint phone was that for some reason when I was in Ohio, and only when I was there, if I got a phone call from someone with an unknown ID, you know, no caller ID sent, not private, not an available number. Yeah, not an available number, just no number sent. It rang differently. I got a different ring for that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got my usual ring for regular caller ID calls, and then for unknowns, I got a different ring. And when I got back here, it reverted back to the way it normally is, same ring for everything. It's kind of weird how they can control the way your ring sounds.
And what phone is that?
That's the
Sprint.
Don't get me started on this phone. This is the phone with about 2 hour standby.
Well, I'm interested in the one that has the two different rings.
Yeah, I'll throw that.
Nice.
I don't care.
It's a Samsung.
So you're paying.
I almost threw it out the window the other day.
Why don't you just get one cell phone?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I have two cell phones. I might even have more, because half the time you get one, half the time you get the other, and the other half of the time you don't get any of them. You know, and that's the problem.
You see, what we have to do is mount a microwave dish. Mm-hmm. On the top of the van, so that way you can just be always in connection. Or get you an Iridium.
Do you get a bunch of stuff in the mail from people, like trying to, you know, just companies sending you free product and all that because you're editor of a magazine?
We get some of it. We get a lot of junk mail, but we don't really encourage, you know, people to send us garbage like free software and other kinds of things like that.
Garbage.
Oh,
software.
I'll take a look at that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, hey.
I figure that, you know.
Well, let's do show and tell after the break.
Okay.
We're
do a commercial.
Well, it's not a commercial though. It's a song, but it's going to allow me to contact Bernie S. and bring him in on everything.
Can I go and get like a drink or something while we're doing that? Or?
You may leave the studio when the song begins.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's just a union thing. We can't allow people to move around.
Like
okay, we're at 22:15. Please continue making those phone calls if you have not called yet. We really need to hear from you. This is the only show we're doing during this marathon. In fact, it's the first show we've done during a marathon in quite a while, so we'd like to get a very strong showing. I'd say we're about halfway where we want to be.
So as we don't get kicked off the air.
Yeah, well, they don't do that around here. That's all. They give them credit, because people don't know what happens. People don't know what happens. They think, you know, we're the slave drivers in the hallways and stuff like that. No, it doesn't happen that way.
There's a real sense of family around here.
That's right. Nobody expects you to clear with them who you're going to talk to, what you're going to talk about. You know, basically, I came in here tonight with my show planned, and that is how people do their shows here at the radio station. Everybody has their own way of doing things, and nobody steps over you and micromanages and says, no, you must do it this way, you must do it this way, say this, say that. But by the way, it's 8:39 and 60 degrees outside.
I mean, you don't get like a folder that shows your, you know, how many men 18 to 34 were listening?
No such folder exists.
They don't threaten to kick you out after 3 months because your ratings didn't get a spike?
We don't even know what our ratings are.
Good for you.
It doesn't matter.
we don't care.
Those are our ratings right up there on the screen. Those,
yes,
that is what matters.
That tally board tells us that people care and they want to hear people like us on the radio, and that they're really interested in hearing somebody that will get out and grab their attention. And
or they want us to shut up about getting
attention.
Right.
Getting
they're willing to pay any amount to get us to stop talking. So that's what we're going to do now is we're going to take a very brief break. Please continue to call us, 212-209-2950. Again, $150 for the CD-ROMs, $250 for all the back issues, and both of those come with 2,600 T-shirts, really cool black ones. So please, 212-209-2950, country code 1, for those of you who want to join our British listener out there who already donated, please give us a call. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stop. the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early death. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. Sony inches on the real surreal. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound of salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice because they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told. You better listen to the radio.
Please phone in your support to Off the Hook. Welcome back to everybody. The program is Off the Hook, a special extended version of the show tonight. And that was music from The Clash and Elvis Costello before that, two entities, I think, that know something about freedom of speech and freedom of radio, things like that. Capital Radio 2, not the normal Capital Radio that you hear about that we hear on the radio. If we ever hear Clash song on the radio, this is the other version of that comes off the Super Black Market Clash CD. There's something else that we wanted to do tonight. We'll do this in a little bit, and that is for all the people that are interested in Off the Hook and the theme, which we play every time we do a show. You know that theme?
Yeah, that one.
And the one that goes into this?
Yeah, okay. That time travel.
Yeah, well, okay, so we're all familiar with that. We're going to play the entire song like we do occasionally.
Ooh.
We usually do during special shows like this. We'll do that in just a little bit. Bernie S. joins us live from Philadelphia.
Yes, good evening.
Sounds like you're in the middle of a street market or something.
Yeah, I almost got hit by a bus.
we would have been sorry to have missed that live on the air.
On the air, live.
Yeah.
Yes, and your donations, the 212-209-2950, will go towards Bernie S.'s hospitalization.
Yeah. All right, well, we're up to 28.40 as far as the total for the night. Hopefully we can double that by the time we're off the air tonight, which will be 10 o'clock. So people are just tuning in. Please give a call to the station. Show your support. And Bernie, just in case you didn't hear already, we are offering two packages for people calling in. One is the mega package of every single back issue sold, plus a T-shirt for a total of $250. And those back issues go all the way back to 1984. We never missed an issue yet, as far as I know. And the other deal for $150 is the entire CD-ROM set of every episode of Off the Hook from 1988 to 1997. And that's, again, for a pledge of $150. And you also get a T-shirt for that. So
how many hours of stimulating entertainment would that be?
Well, I don't know how many hours of stimulating entertainment there is there, but I can tell you there's 100 hours of audio on each CD. So that's 400 hours total, which is quite a bit for four CDs. A lot of people think that, you know, you can't fit that kind of audio on a CD-ROM, but you certainly can with real audio and compressed sound and things like that. So, yeah, it's possible, and it sounds pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's a good codec.
Yeah, definitely.
The folks at Real Audio have done some fine work.
Yeah, and we're also experimenting with all kinds of other audio systems, such as MP3. You know, I think some people are listening on MP3 tonight through our web server, www.2600.com, and special thanks to Porkchop for getting that up tonight, and to everybody else who's coding and serving, and that's how we get out to the world, and we're hearing from people. We got a pledge from England, Bernie.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a pledge from England. Hopefully we'll get more pledges from other people. We're at the 2990 mark. We're about to hit 3,000. That's really, really cool. There's some people that walked up to me before and said, "You're not going to make a dime," you know. All good fun, but, you know, what does the security guard downstairs know?
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but he doesn't know non-commercial radio.
He doesn't, but, you know, I was on my way out trying to put coins in your meter
for
your vehicle, and he's like, "Hey, you got a sign," and I just jingled the coins, and he said, "Never mind."
Yeah.
He's a nice fellow.
He's a nice guy.
He is.
What would we do
without?
Well,
yeah, I would like to donate something to this cause.
Okay, well, as long as it's money, you can't donate something for listeners because they're very set in their ways in the tally room. We can't add premiums.
The tally man.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I would like to pledge $100.
Okay, well, that's
but there's no. I don't need the premium from that. I'm just going to do that because I think it's a good cause.
Bernie, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. And this is what we've been saying all night tonight: is that it's not about what kind of products you get for your money. It's about realizing the importance of something and donating for that reason, just for that reason alone. And I take my hat off to you, except I have headphones around them, because that is exactly the kind of attitude that we need. And Bernie, of all the people who have earned the right to not contribute to anything for the rest of their lives, I think you've been through enough to not have to do that. But
if anything, my experiences have made me understand that these sorts of contributions are all the more necessary.
And speaking of your experiences, if you get the CD-ROM set, you can hear all of Bernie S.'s experiences. You can hear Bernie S. before all the horrible things started happening to him. You can hear all the way through the end where things turned out. Well, we won't say how things turned out because I'd ruin the surprise. But, well, obviously you're here now, so...
I
guess things did turn out okay.
I'd say I'm doing considerably well.
Yes.
Considerably better than I was then.
And, you know, it was really great. I was telling the folks about Dayton, Ohio, going out to the Hamvention this past weekend, and how really cool it was to see people out there that really got it, that really understood what it was all about. You know, you think going to a ham fest with a bunch of, cranky ham operators, that they're going to chase you out of town. It's not that way at all. It's not that way at all. We were welcomed with open arms. We were talking about the whole Free Kevin movement, the changes in that case. A surprising number of people were very, very well informed on that. They knew everything about the case. They read the website. They listen to the radio show. And
my favorite was the woman who had no technical background, who was just really curious about the whole thing. She had a couple of kids with her, and we told her about the Kevin Mitnick saga, and she said, "God bless him. I'll do whatever I can to help."
That's great. There was also a guy who was a father, and he was talking about his son having all kinds of curiosity towards computers and getting in trouble at school for experimenting with things. And that was really something to admire, because how many parents encourage somebody to be curious, encourage somebody to challenge the system? And this guy, he didn't understand at all what the problem was with that. You know, with a kid doing something that someone might find inconvenient, but learning from it. Not being malicious, learning, asking questions, experimenting. That's what it's all about. And some people really get that. They really understand that. It was very heartening to be there. We had a lot of fun at this thing. What are some of the highlights in your mind, Bernie?
Oh, Dad, it was so much. It was an incredible weekend. I met literally over 1,000 people that I've never met before. I met a lot of old friends that I've been seeing going to Hamfest for years, being a ham operator from way back. But I find, aside from, a dozen acres of people's technological trash, their hardware that they're just cleaning out their basement. It's just some incredible pieces of equipment. For
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Just meeting people and talking with them about issues, having a 2600 T-shirt on and people asking, "Oh, you're with 2600, and then they ask questions. And you meet people from all walks of life who have sort of common themes in their mind about what's going on these days. And it's just fascinating meeting all those people.
That's certainly true. That's certainly true. I'd have to say, of all the booths there, there must have been 1,000 exhibitors. Would you say that's an accurate number?
I would bet there were a good 1,000 exhibitors. I think the attendance was close to 65,000 people.
Wow.
Wait a minute, 65,000? I thought it was like 10,000. I didn't know it was 65,000.
No, the reason I know that is because they were raffling off the door prizes in the arena towards the end, and the tickets were up to like 63,000 something.
Wait, are you sure they didn't start at, 53,000?
Yes. Okay. No, traditionally, they've had close to that many people.
Uh-huh. Wow. No, I guess now that I think about it, yeah, there was a lot of people there, suddenly like a football crowd or something, if you add it all together. That's something. Yeah, I'd say, though, where we were at, the one booth out of 1,000 or so that we had, actually we had two spaces because we pulled the van up. We did a few things that I think were kind of, different than what most people did. Like, we had a couple of weather balloons, which met with some interesting fates.
Again?
Yeah. Perhaps you'd like to describe that, Bernie.
Well, we lost two balloons, actually, with more success than we had last year. The winds were a little less this year, and we were in a higher location. It wasn't in the way of antenna structures and so forth that were problematic last year. One of our weather balloons snagged a huge ham radio antenna array next to the 2600 van, and the guy had to raise and lower the antenna with this pneumatic pump to strike the balloon free. But
wait. I think what happened was the balloon was raising and lowering his antenna, and he didn't know anything about it. And I think that's why we were trying to avoid him this year. That was my recollection
of the field this time. Well, there may be a lucky listener tonight who actually might have retrieved something from the heavens over this past weekend.
What'd you do? Tie something to a balloon?
Well,
yes.
The first balloon went up with a care package with several Kevin Mitt, Free Kevin bumper stickers, buttons, thank Free Kevin, along with an information sheet about his case and another information sheet about 2600, the Hacker Quarterly, along with a notation that if you find this and return the form filled out, you'll get a free lifetime subscription to 2600.
Our lifetime or theirs?
Well, the second balloon that we lofted actually was carrying a hacker T-shirt, a 2600 T-shirt, which I could see. I didn't know you did that because I was about a quarter mile away on the other side of the lot. And I looked up and I saw the 2600 T-shirt fluttering hundreds of feet in the air from this big weather balloon. And that was great. It almost looked like a person was hanging from the balloon. And I hope no one else thought there was someone hanging from the balloon, because it might have caused a commotion. The fire marshal was quite excited about anything out of the ordinary there. But this balloon escaped on its own.
Yeah, this one we lost unintentionally. And I only hope when the coat hanger came down that it landed in a field someplace. Well, you see, I don't know
if it with their mower.
I don't know how these things work, if the balloon just floats gently down to the ground or if it plummets like a rock.
It was a pretty heavy wooden coat hanger, too.
It was, but that's what we brought with us. And the intention was not for it to escape. The intention was for it to come back down, because you can't get those wooden coat hangers anywhere.
Well, heck with the coat hanger. Where did you get weather balloons?
Oh, you can find them.
Oh, you can. It's amazing what you can find on the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
These are 8-foot... government surplus weather balloons. They're bright red, and they're designed for high altitude use, meaning they don't explode when they reach a semi high altitude. These things will go up a few miles before they burst.
Aren't there regulations on airspace or where you can send those up?
Well, if you're standing in the parking lot at LAX, I'd say no. Mm-hmm. Same for JFK. But you can kind of launch these things and look the other way. The EPA will probably go after you because they're worried about some wildlife getting caught in it. Or we may have a report about some guy in Nebraska who managed to recover a flying saucer.
There you go. In fact,
I just hope there aren't any deaths or something as a result of this. Or injuries or anything like that. But
the Free Kevin button has a metal backing, and we were not far from the... Which Air Force base is that, Emmanuel, that we were near?
A bunch of them. I don't know. They always seem to be in flocks. I don't know why.
Air Force
probably
base
right
in Dayton, Ohio, and that would have been picked up on radar should they have been looking at the sky that night, which I'm sure they were. So it'd be interesting to know what they thought of this bogey a couple of miles up in the air.
The F-15s come to intercept. And
yeah, we saw a few airplanes.
For all we know.
We saw a few airplanes buzzing over the crowd as well, so there was definitely interest there. But we had a lot of fun with all kinds of things. You know, we were just wandering through the crowds ourselves, and all kinds of different people came and visited us, and it was just great to see that. It's always good to see people turning out in force for one event or another. We're up to $3,600. That's great. It's really great. 212-209-2950. Again, those packages are available for you, the complete back issue set or the complete off-the-hook set of all the episodes of Off the Hook from 1988 to 1997. It's hard to believe we were on the air back in 1988, but it's true. It's true. That's when our first radio show was. It was a special back in October of 1988. I remember originally we were supposed to do a special back in July. Actually, it was only me. I was the only person here. And it wasn't even meant to be a show that that lasted more than a special. You know, it was just something that we were trying as an experiment.
Of course, and there was an incident.
Well, it was supposed to be on 1:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, I think. Tuesday afternoon, 1:30. I mean, who's on at that time? I don't know. I wasn't. But I came in that day to be on the air. And guess what? 2 minutes before that, there was a fire in the Empire State Building, and every radio station in New York City was knocked off the air. It is amazing what the FBI will go to prevent someone from getting on the radio. Took all the radio stations off. You don't for a minute think that was a coincidence, do you? I didn't think so.
No. It was
everything
deliberate.
Has a reason.
Too. Nobody wants to hear you.
The airtime was so packed that it took until October to get another slot opened up. And so we did that show back in October 1988, and even then, the show did not become a series until about 3 years later. So you'll hear all of that, plus more. There were a lot of other shows that we did here on the radio station, a show called The Fifth Corner, for instance. I don't know if anybody remembers that.
Mm-hmm. What was that about?
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
It was basically just a show late at night. Played music and talked and things. I don't know. It was 10 years ago.
Now, do you listen to those old shows and realize that you're a lot more polished now? Or are you still...
It's quite the opposite, actually.
Really?
He's gotten worse.
Right.
Slow and steady decline. But, you know...
And you can help this decline.
Right.
By calling 212-209-2950 and pledging whatever you got.
Yeah.
We got some fine premiums, but, you know, $10, $20... It really means a lot to us. You keep us on the air. You can listen to us ramble, and we'll probably be able to do another one of these long, three-hour, drawn-out pledge drives sometime in the future.
Yes, we'd like to. I mean, it's unpleasant having to ask, but it's really not unpleasant giving, because I think all of us have given at some point too, and you realize that that it's part of the process. The station would not be here were it not for listeners, and that's a fact. You know, commercial radio, and Laszlo can attest to this, commercial radio exists because of the market economy, because people buy things, because that's just how it works. And unfortunately, the radio spectrum, unlike in Yugoslavia, we were just talking to someone at B92, it's just about money here. It's not about speech. It's just about money. And that's sadly how it is in most cases. At 99.5 FM, though, it's about more than that. It's
See, if this were a commercial station, mm-hmm. we would have auditorium testing.
Auditorium? What's that?
Well, basically what you do is you get a whole auditorium full of the demographics that you're trying to hit, and you would play some music and say, do you like this? Would you like to hear it over and over all day long? And
why?
Yes, we would.
So we could auditorium test your show.
Ah. That's a pretty scary thought. Although we did a show in an auditorium at Beyond.